Loss of state funding has temporarily closed the doors of the Forensic Intervention Consortium, a non-profit jail diversion program, which saves us big bucks every year. I'll call that program JD here to save time. JD helps seriously mentally ill people who get into trouble with the law. They may or may not have been diagnosed and often fall through the cracks. Their offenses are mostly minor. JD helps them make court dates and appointments with lawyers and counselors. Just finding these folks can be a challenge. JD also helps judges decide on conditions for pretrial release, then monitors folks who get released. Judges, corrections officers, and others say the group serves an important public function. July 1st, the state ceased contributing upwards of $200,000 a year for the program. JD was serving upwards of 400 people at the time. Those clients and officials who deal with them have felt its absence. Law enforcement spends a lot of time on these folks. We pay the detention center to house and feed people who are held pending trial. For each marginal defendant who misses a court date for some minor charge, the court issues a warrant. Fines and interest get too big for a poor person, so the person is imprisoned for evading trial. A vicious cycle. Keeping even some people from missing court dates saves the authorities more than JD's annual budget. The state wants JD to become eligible to bill Medicaid. But JD can't bill for getting people to court or to needed services. These aren't office appointments billed by the quarter hour. Mere eligibility would take at least a year. I mean no disrespect here, but say we defunded animal control and demanded it qualify to bill for veterinary services. Instead of collecting stray dogs or responding to calls about feral cats, officers would wait in an office, with lots of missed appointments. I haven't heard any real justification for the state's action. Sometimes we destroy something that works just because we didn't invent it. The county also pulled its funding. The county's current mental health service, though worthwhile, doesn't serve the people JD does. The county's preparing an RFP, but that process takes time and might not address this particular need. Still, there's hope. A group of professionals dealing with criminal law problems is listening. So are state legislators, perhaps the governor. The state behavioral health division will soon meet with JD, and maybe misunderstandings can be corrected. The former human services director has left. These government offices should rethink this and provide at least bridge funding soon. Jail diversion is an effective local service. If we lose it, we'll spend more money while seriously mentally ill people go untreated.